is still in the shining of the feast of the exaltation of the cross that we celebrate today, this liturgy, and also the ordination of our friend, our deacon, Sergei. With what different feelings did people see this cross when Christ crushed under its weight after his judgment and condemnation, walked towards Calvary? With what horror was it seen? The Mother of God indeed had his heart pierced with a sword. The disciples and apostles, unable to protect him, too faint-hearted to defend him, followed with a sense of horror, broken-hearted. Those who had loved him, or those who still loved him in his defeat, looked at this dread procession and saw nothing but horror and pain and impending cruel death. And around them, a crowd of people who rejoiced in the coming death of Christ. And then centuries passed, and Empress Helen of Constantinople was moved to seek the cross on which her Lord, her God, her Savior had given his life for the salvation of the world. It was revealed to her and to the believers in Jerusalem by a miracle. With what eyes did they look at the cross? It no longer was the instrument of torture, of death, of hatred, destroying a human being in whom they had not seen the shining of God incarnate. What they saw was victory, the sign of the mark of the victory, which Constantine had seen in the sky when he saw a cross with the words, "By this sign you shall conquer." It was no longer an instrument of torture. It was God's victory, and indeed not only God's victory, the victory of man, of humanity, in him and through him, against sin, against suffering, against godlessness. The wall of separation had been broken, and it was the cross that was the instrument of this uniting of heaven and of earth. And today we hear words which at times seem frightening to us. "If anyone wishes to follow me, let him take up his cross, forget himself, and follow in my footsteps." Is it possible to take this cross up in the way in which Christ carried it? Or is it only victory that we accept through the horror of the passion, the cross to him and victory to us? Indeed not. Christ, speaking to James and John, who wanted to sit on the right and left hand of his glory, said to them, "Are you prepared to drink my cup? Are you ready to be merged in my body, to be partaker of my passion, and they accepted the challenge because they felt that in the power of God, together with Him, all things were possible. And indeed, indeed, so it was. The cross which they accepted was the way to Calvary, but not only in darkness. The Lord has said, what is impossible to men is possible to me, to God. And it is in strength, in the divine strength, that they could follow Him. But to do this, can we do it unless we give our heart to Christ, our Savior? When we love someone, when we venerate someone, don't we forget all that is contrary to Him, alien to Him, inimical to Him? Don't we renounce even within ourselves what is the cause of His rejection, of her rejection, and of His, of her suffering and possible death? Indeed we do. And when we have discovered in Christ, the God of love, who became man in order to live and die for us, when we discover Him for what He was, then we can really give our lives to Him, and we can forget ourselves. Totally? No. Because at every step, we must conquer the kingdom of God. It is given, offered. It is a grace, yes. But we must take what is given. And we must take it heroically, generously, courageously. So, that we must, however much we love God, however much we have understood that we want to be at one with Christ, that we want to be His disciples, we must time and again say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, my lack of faith, my frailty. It's not strength we must ask for. St. Paul did, seeing the immensity of his mission and his inability to fulfill it by his own strength. And the Lord said, my grace is enough for thee. My power deploys itself in weakness, not in cowardice, not in sloth, not in laziness, no, but in a childlike surrender, in the gift of ourselves that makes us supple in His hand, transparent to His light. And then we need no strength, because it is divine strength that abides us and does what is impossible for men to do. We must pray that this grace of God, which was given today to Sergei, may conquer him, fill him, that he may have the courage, the generosity of heart, the greatness, the true human dignity, to accept, to receive it, and to be prepared to follow Christ whithersoever he may go, remembering that the way to Calvary goes beyond Calvary, beyond the grave. It goes to the resurrection, and beyond it, to the moment when we can see men sitting in the glory of God at the right hand of the Father. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, by His grace and love towards mankind, always, now and forever. and world without end.